Folks, we are live. We had a little bit of some technical difficulties, but they're all straightened out now. Thank you all so much for joining us. We're not going to have any intros today. We're going to do our best to ask some questions for the community, but I wanted to lay everything out first and how it's going to work. This is Brian Williams. He is the godfather of wrestling video games. I have it trademarked. If you guys want to know, that's what I call him. That's what you should call him from now on. The godfather of wrestling video games, Brian Williams, is in the house. This is going to be like a two-part interview for us here on Everything Pro Wrestling. Make sure that you guys, this is part one. Me and Jesse from the Pro Wrestling Shoot have worked out our questions, so that way the interview's not boring to Brian. He will have different questions than we will. So if you don't hear your questions answered or you're like, man, why did Conrad ignore me? I'm not a fool. I promise you. I know who you guys are. I know what you want to know. We have limited time, so I wanted to make sure that we keep the questions within that time frame. And then as soon as this one's over, Brian's going to jump over to the Pro Wrestling Shoot side of things, and then you guys can go right over there. There's some free marketing, some free branding. Jesse, don't ever say I didn't do nothing for you. And right there in the chat is going to pop up his link right now, so that way you guys can see it, and I'll try to put it in at the end. It's also in the description box. Brian, how are you doing today, sir?
Conrad, what's up, brother? For everybody who was, it was my fault. I was late coming into the arena, so to speak. So that was my bad, and not Conrad. So direct all of that towards me. Just busy. I'm making a game here. You know, we're trying to get this thing polished and out the door. You know,
when you're the people's champ, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? So Brian, you're a man of the people. I'm pretty sure I'll get booed before you do. So. This is how it works. And I want to give a special thanks to Al, who helped coordinate all of this. Very good person over at 2K. I won't give out the whole name, but thank you so much for this. And thank you to everybody at 2K who's making a wrestling video game for us. So thank you for that. I've been doing this for a long time.
Al's the man. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I've been doing these wrestling video games for a long time. Like, I go way back to Nintendo days. So whatever you guys say, I've seen it all. I've played bad games, good games. I played bad games for a year straight. So don't hit me with nothing. Brian, first question for you, good sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm nervous and excited at the same time.
I was the nervous one here. What is the game mode that will get the community most excited, in your opinion, for WWE 2K24? We got a lot of call makers in the chat. We got a lot of Universe fans, GM mode fans. What mode do you think, though, will get the community most excited from your time playing the game so far?
Yeah, see, obviously, you beat me to it. I was just going to say, this is one of those, that's such a hard question to ask, because everybody comes at this game and plays it in different ways, right? Like, this game is huge. I mean, we just had a community day event a couple of days ago, this past Friday. And, you know, of course, we've got the guys who were there for Custom Superstar. We've got the My GM mode crew there that all, you know, their whole focus is GM mode. You've got the gameplay people, of course. So to try to pinpoint one, I would just say, and I don't mean this to be like a cop-out answer, I genuinely believe this is the case, where if you are a fan of Custom Superstar in the career mode, if you are a fan of GM mode, if you are a fan of My Rise Showcase, I think you're going to be not only well-served, but super-served, because the improvements that have gone into 2K24 run the gamut from big ticket items, back-of-the-box stuff, like our 40 years of WrestleMania Showcase, to small quality of life things. And, like, there isn't any part of this game that has not seen some improvements, refinements in one area or not. I mean, one of the things that I had an interview earlier today I kind of called it out as kind of a small thing, but I mean, the small things are usually the things that I think a lot of people will gravitate to, especially if they have been playing the game year over year. But like, we have a quick save feature in Custom Superstar this year where as you're building and making your character, you can just, you know, press a button, it automatically saves your progress. So if anything happens, somebody trips over the cord, or, you know, you accidentally do the wrong thing, it's like that thing is always saved and preserved. So I think that, when I mentioned it to the other guy I was talking with, like, he popped huge. He's like, oh, wow. Like, that actually will help me, because he spends a lot of time in Custom Superstar. So, I mean, we just have a lot of improvements throughout the game. So, yeah, that's my long-winded way of dancing around that one, I guess.
No, all good, man. All good. I love it. I love it. I guess I'll ask you another personal one to you. Brian, when people get the wrestling games, there's always like a favorite person to play as or a favorite model to look at. In your opinion, who's like your favorite wrestler to play as from like a moveset perspective? And also, what is like the best model? I know last year you guys mentioned Cody Rhodes, best model. This year, did Cody retain the crown or did it go to someone else for the best model?
Man. All right, I'll answer the first one first. Like, probably the character that I I'm finding myself using a lot because of their moveset is Muhammad Ali. He's super fun to play as, and the moveset was put together by Brooks Norris, who does our movesets, and then myself, you know, kind of do a little tweaking here and there. But his moveset is really fun. He's a good looking model. Right there, but his moveset is really fun. He's got a really cool super finish. It's this big uppercut that he can do to basically, like, you know, instant knockout almost. So I find myself playing with Ali a lot. I'm trying to stick to characters that have been announced already. It's hard to keep track with everybody who's been announced. You probably know who's been announced.
There's a lot of people in here.
There's a lot of people.
But one model that I particularly like, I will go with like Asuka. I think Asuka's model looks fantastic this year.
Oh yeah, that's a beautiful.
Yeah, that one looks really good. I was impressed by the folks in Judgment Day. I thought Dom.
Yeah, I love playing as Dom. He's awesome. And not only is he fun to play as, his entrance is freaking something else, man. It's the most thuggish thing that we've ever had in this game, and it comes courtesy of Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, he said he went to prison one time. He probably had an egg McMuffin when he got out in the morning, but he went. He was there, man. He was there. They looked really good, and you love the moveset for Ali, you mentioned. So is it all mainly just boxing moves, or does he have some wrestling moves like incorporated in there?
Yeah, he's got, I mean, obviously, I mean, with our moveset trees, they're pretty expansive. So, you know, they're going to have some sort of throws and grapples. But obviously his strikes are punch-based. And his wrestling moves are, you know, some of the basic scoop slam, simple suplex, things like that. I gave him the airplane spin as his signature. And he's got these two kind of knockout punches for as like his signature or as his finisher and then a super finisher. He's just fun. And I've had people on the team kind of reach out and tell me the exact same thing. That it's like, oh man, playing as Ali, man, I love this moveset. This is so fun. But yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just leave it at those two, Dom and Ali.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find a reason to pick up the game and play it too. Get in there and you'll find some people that you like, I promise.
Exactly.
Now we're going to get into some of the deeper questions, and I do see your super chats. I promise I'm going to try and run through those at the end as fast as I can. So thank you guys for those. Don't think I'm ungrateful. I will get to them. Over the last few years, Brian, we have come to expect updates, we'll say. I'm not talking DLC, but we've gotten some pretty cool updates. NXT 2.0 in 2K22, I remember we just got that arena. I was like, that's pretty dope. It was brand new. We got that arena. 2K23, I know that we got some superstars that were kind of in and out of the company, and you guys were able to bring those in and help update the game. Can we expect anything like that this year? I know you guys announced that WrestleMania 40 will be coming later on if you get the main edition, it's the WrestleMania edition, right?
Is that WrestleMania? Yeah, the 40 years of WrestleMania edition.
Yeah. So, can we expect anything like that this time around, or?
I don't think I'll get myself in trouble by saying this. There will be. You mentioned, you know, taking the DLC out of it, just because, you know, throughout the course of the life cycle, you know, we are constantly polishing and fixing bugs as they're reported by the community, bugs that, you know, QA find, and we're pushing those fixes through with, you know, our patches that come out with DLC. And at the same time, it's like, yeah, I think, you know, fans can expect. I'm not going to say it's going to be a ton of things, but will there be some content that gets pushed through as part of some of these patches? Yeah, there will be. I won't say what those are right here and now, but I know that there will be some of those things coming through. And it's just the beauty of basically, you know, thanks to the internet and thanks to connectivity and being able to push updates into the game. Like, we are now able to kind of do these things. So, yeah, I'm not going to promise the world, but yeah, you can expect to see some new additions to the game.
I feel lucky to know that now. Thank you for that. We've come a long way, man, from the THQ days, man. I remember I was so happy when they first announced like DLC characters with like Earthquake and Doink in them. I was like, yes, yeah. Yes, this is great. And now look at us. I'm like, it's been a month. What are you doing, man? Can you get something else more for me? You know, crazy how times have changed with that stuff.
No, I mean, that was 2000. That was SmackDown versus Raw 2009.
I think, yeah.
When we had the first DLC. Yeah, man. I'm like a historian when it comes to this franchise.
Yeah, yeah. How about that Tony guy, right?
How about Tony?
getting into the next question here. I'm sure that the WWE games team's always looking at like feedback. I'm sure it's from like Discord, YouTube channels, many different things, social media. But there was a feedback list that came out for 2K22, like right before the game was released. And the development team was kind of communicating a lot with us, like, hey, look, these are the top 10 things people wanted. This is what we're trying to do. Are you guys still working off that list from before, or have you guys moved on from it? Or are you guys doing like a combo? I just wanted to get that for the community to know, like, what they should be expecting and what's working and what's not working for you guys.
I was not aware of that. Because, I mean, as you remember, I joined like right after 2K22 release. I think I rejoined the team maybe like 2 months after it came out. So, yeah, I was not aware of that. I can ask. I'll reach out and find, ask about, you know, about that. But, yeah. Okay. I mean, I can't speak to that document. But, I mean, obviously, I can speak to the fact that the team is constantly monitoring feedback of the game, you know, Reddit, like you said, social media, our own, you know, forums and everything like that. The team definitely has their ear to the internet streets, as it were, listening and gathering feedback, the things that people like, and obviously the things that people don't. I know the fans are very vocal in letting us know. So, yeah.
Man. Absolutely, though. It's cool. Like I said, I know that the wrestling video game teams have always been always listening, always trying to put things in that the fans want. It may not happen the year you want it, but eventually it does usually pop back up or get in there. And speaking of that, we got to talk My Faction for a second, Brian. My Faction is a mode that, if you are familiar with like NBA 2K, it's a mode that people can really get into. I think it's been met with a lot of they have ideas on how to improve it and how to get there. So my question for you is, if someone didn't play My Faction last year too much, what has been done this year that can get people excited for this year?
Well, yeah, I know there's some segment of fans who have taken issue with My Faction. Myself personally, I found myself spending most of my time with 2K23 in My Faction. I love the live events. Like, that was my bread and butter in that mode. The online that they added in 2K23 was really fun. But I really enjoy My Faction a lot. And I've heard the grumblings. We all have. Again, you know, the fans, they're vocal in the things that they like and the things that they don't. And we take all that feedback in and we listen. All I can say about My Faction is that if there were things that that some fans were griping about, improvements have been made to what I think will be a huge alleviation of that, of those kind of negative feelings, is what I will say. And I will just leave it at that.
Okay. Fair point. Let's say,
but there's also a whole bunch of cool improvements to like the Faction Wars. I know that they've completely redid how the Faction Wars is going to play out, which I think is exciting. But yeah, I don't know. And again, I'm biased, obviously. But I really do like My Faction. I like it a lot. And because what about you? Do you play My Faction? Did you play, spend a lot of time with it?
This question was more for me because I did not play it, but I don't play it in any of the games really. why? I don't know. I feel like it's, I think it's like a me being older kind of thing where I'm like, nah, man, I'm not doing that. Let me try this out first. I played it in 22 for a little bit. It was okay. And then I kind of just fell out of it. And I went back to what the regular modes are for me. Yeah. And I'm trying to find something that maybe can spark my interest, get me into it. Something that'll like 23. I'm not going to lie. Once I saw Scott Steiner and like Booker T, I was like, those models look pretty good. How can I get it? How can I get these though? And you got to go in there and play it. It looks like to be able to earn those.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to, you know, get the packs and, you know, the different packs that drop. The one thing I will say, I mean, definitely please, you know, cause we're friends. I'm not going to, you know, steer you towards something that I don't think you would find enjoyable. Cause the thing about my faction is that it has so many different things to it. Like there's the proving grounds, there's the, you know, the faction wars, just all these different elements that you can play. The things that I really, but again, you know, that I really enjoyed about it is one, I just a big collector and I like opening up those packs and, you know, getting new stuff. And again, for me, the big thing, and I don't know, the live events, they're just so fun, man. It's, you know, Brian Mazeek is the one who designs those live event matches. And I thought for 2K23, he did such an amazing job of providing like a lot of content at a pretty, you know, regular cadence. I mean, and it was just fun. It was just a cool way to play a match where, you know, you'd have different stipulations. Like I know he had a couple of finisher matches there and just playing through those. And I don't know, I was just a sucker for the unlocks. So yeah, I give it a try, comrade. When you pick up 2K24, I really do think you'll dig it.
Okay.
I wouldn't steer you wrong.
I'll give it the old college try. I'm sure you'll see my review eventually on it.
Oh yeah.
So another question I have for you, is, for those wondering too, for my faction, let me go back to that real quick. Can you carry over this year? Is there any mechanism to allow like carry over data? Like you're earned talking this. About
from 23 to 24?
Yes.
No, there won't be none of that, unfortunately.
Okay.
That was someone asked me about that for Critter Superstars early on. And, yeah, we are not there yet, but not to say that, you know, maybe one day. We'll be able to transfer that, but it's just kind of difficult because year over year, so many tech updates are made to, you know, character models, things like that, where, you know, sometimes, you know, it's not as compatible to just easily just bring that stuff back over. So, yeah.
Understandable. Fair. I did want to ask this. I had a couple of questions about the super finishers, effect around it. Can it be turned off?
Man, you hit me up earlier about that and I was going to look into it. I don't have an answer for you right now. I want to say yeah, but I will get back later tonight. I'll shoot you a message and then you can post or, you know, spread that. I want to say yes though, because, you know, we have so many options in the game, like presentation wise. I'm pretty sure you can turn that off. But again, as I explained to you, like the effect itself is pretty subtle in my opinion, at least. I mean, but yeah, if somebody's not a fan of it, I totally, you know, understand that. And yeah, I'll get back to you.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then special guest referee, the mode is back.
Yeah.
People have been asking and asking and asking, are you going to bring back special guest referee? It's back. I've waited for this for almost a decade. I feel like since I think 14 was the last one that had it, maybe 15 had it in there too. I can't remember.
Well, the last gen console, the last gen versions of the game had it. I think 2K17 was the last one we shipped for 360. But yeah, I guess 2K14, yeah, that was pretty much the last time we had it in the franchise. And yeah, it's back, you know. And as you mentioned, you know, it's something that the fans have been requesting for a long time now. And, you know, while it, you know, it might have taken some time for us to reintroduce it, I think, you know, you said it before where it's like, you know, anytime we reintroduce something that has been in the game previous, our goal right out the top is to top however it was before, right? And I think while it may have taken a while for us to have the special guest ref back, it's here. This is the best iteration that it's ever been. And I know, I mean, not just speaking on behalf of the team, I mean, with the love that the fans have for this match type, I don't envision it going away anytime soon. So it's back and is here. And I think fans are really going to enjoy it. Yeah, I mentioned the community day that we had this past Friday, and Xavier Woods was there playing with some of the influencers as the special guest ref, and just having a blast, man. Like, this is like the party match, you know? The special guest ref, that's a party match. You get friends together, you play online, and that is where the match truly shines. In addition to playing, you know, with AI refs or AI opponents, but I think getting buds together or strangers and playing, that's really where the match takes off, and you can really just go to town being a dirty ref. Because who wants to be a clean ref in a special guest ref match, you know?
Sometimes you got to call it right down the middle, Brian. What do you mean?
Oh, come on, boring, boring, boring.
So let me ask you this. Can you in this have more than one referee, and are you regulated only to one-on-one matches while doing this?
It's one-on-one match and one referee. Is that what you're asking, right? One referee in the match?
Yeah. I know, like in the old SmackDown games, like the OGs, I'm talking, you could have like two referees sometimes, and they would be battling at the same time, trying to get the counts off while people are fighting.
No, it's one ref, and it's this first year is limited to one-on-one match types. So yeah.
Okay. And Brian, I don't really have anything else that I could ask from you besides if you wanted to let the people know anything that you guys like took influence from to make this game, or anything that you guys added to stuff to put in here, and then I'll get to these super chats if you got time for some rapid fire questions.
Well, the influence is WWE. You know, we're making their game, right? And we want to be as authentic to the WWE product, to their match types, to their characters as humanly possible, and to, you know, provide the fans the game worth investing in. And I think that, you know, we've done that in an amazing way this year. I mean, again, I know I'm here talking about 2K24. I work on the damn thing, but it really is, it's something special, man. From the return of special guest ref, which I will say, you know, the fact that whoever you choose to be the referee automatically, well, not automatically, but you have the option of just putting them in a referee attire. You know, that was something that we've never supported in the past. You can also create your own special guest ref attire in Custom Superstar. So to have that synergy there is I think just kind of is the icing on the cake for the special guest ref match. And Gauntlet, the Gauntlet match is back. And again, it's a match type that's been in the game in previous iterations, but when something is re-added into the game or reintroduced, you know, we go big and we say, okay, well, how can we do this? And what can we do to set this apart from previous? And you know, the bells and whistles, the presentation surrounding the Gauntlet match is amazing. You know, you get moments after having defeated one opponent. You know, obviously the defeated opponent will roll out of the ring and kind of sell at ringside. The winner will kind of beckon for his next opponent, or if he's been through hell, you know, he'll look all kind of deflated and be like, oh, all right, here we go. And you'll see the next entrant, the music will start, and they'll start to walk down the ramp. Just, you know, adding the bells and whistles to the match type has really done a lot to elevate that match. And the designer of that, Brandon, he him and yeah, he just went he did a phenomenal job on it, and was one of the most played matches at our community day event, actually. So I'm really happy about that. And not to say nothing of Casket and Ambulance.
Yeah, the casket match is the one I'm looking forward to seeing what it's like. But I don't know. I saw some bad pictures of my guy Shawn Michaels. He was taking a beat down in those photos.
Well, that's okay. You get your copy of the game and you can turn those tables, brother.
Exactly. Brian, I know I don't have much time with you, and I know Jesse from the Pro Wrestler Shoots waiting on you as soon as we finish up here. So you guys are gonna want to check that out. I got 12 super chat questions. I'm gonna ask you all of them because these people paid money. I'm going
Yeah.
to do my best. If you can't answer it, though, and I'm giving Brian the out now, you just say pass. And I
All right.
apologize. I apologize, y'all. That's all I can say. That's it.
Right.
All
This
right.
sounds fun. This sounds fun.
All right. Lee Valentine, first, thank you. Thank you for the donation. Did you add any good female hairstyles for Create a Superstar?
Yes.
Just leave it at that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I mean, we did. Now, the amount I really can't say, but I know that I mean, we add new parts every year to create a superstar, and I know that, you know, increasing the number of hairstyles for women, and especially, you know, people of color was something that, you know, we were kind of very keen on doing. So yeah, there will definitely be some new, you know, good is a subject is a, you know, subjective thing, but I think they look good, female hairstyle. Okay.
Listen, we're appreciative of you looking out for the hairstyles, and you need it for My Rise too, just to have a bunch of different characters to watch and see for that.
Exactly.
Lee Valentine was going in. Lee Valentine also said, did Lita get rescanned this year, and is Tori in?
Did Lita get rescanned? I know that her model is her present day appearance. It's not like
throwback.
Throwback, yeah. But whether it was rescanned or not, I think so. I'd have to double check. I mean, so I'll leave it at that. I think it was. And is Tori in? Not at liberty to say, unfortunately.
Fair. Just throw the pass, man. I don't want to get you in trouble. I don't need the boys at 2K coming to yoke me up like, hey, what'd I tell you? So Sable, Jacqueline, and Ivory ever returning to the games?
Never say never.
Never say never. Good answer in pro wrestling, period. Hayden Isom says, is Kane going to be confirmed? We have not had confirmation on Kane yet.
Well, then I am unable to grant it right now because there's a whole campaign going with the roster reveal. So just wait. I'm sure an announcement will be forthcoming.
Thank you for that. And Hayden, I'm sure you'll get your answer soon. Chiba Gaming just donated $2 to donate $2. Chiba, did you have a question? If you put it in the chat, I'll still hook you up, brother, because you did super chat me something here. So if you got a question, let me know. Mods, just copy it and let me know. I'll come back to it. Harley wants to know, hey, any chance we can decide the outcome before we spectate matches on Universe? It can be annoying someone winning when we don't want them to.
So I know Universe, you have the option of picking the winners and losers, but I think that's only as you simulate it. I do not believe that carries through if you're spectating. So yeah, I'm going to say, unfortunately, no, I don't think that's made it into 2K24.
Okay. And I love the camera.
Good feedback though.
I think the camera view is really cool as well to be able to switch that this year. I just like the to be able to flip and look at the sometimes when people come out, you don't really get to see like the arena in its fullness, and you're like, man, you know, until you go up the ramp, then you're exploring and stuff. Now it's like, take a look, boom, and it just changes up
the new ramp, the ramp camera.
Yes. Yeah. It's glorious. I like that a lot. That you guys have added that in. Scuba Steve, what's going on? Making me think of Lupe Fiasco here when you say that. Working holds and chain wrestling, is it coming back?
Those have not been added in 2K24, but they're discussed quite a bit amongst the team. So again, never say never.
Okay. Lee Valentine said the hair physics looked really bad in the videos. Will they be fixed, improved? So I think there were some photos that went out early on and people were worried about hair types and things like that. From I think it was in January, like they had tweeted out a photo and they were like, oh no, that was an error. And then they cleaned it up. So
I like this Lee Valentine just, yeah, keeping me honest with these, giving these very blunt questions. I love it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what you saw or might have saw. I know that the team is constantly working and making improvements. So if this was something that came out in January, I mean, it's February 20th. I would imagine that, you know, yeah, things are constantly being ironed out and polished. So I'd be curious to know who in particular. But yeah, I know the team is actively working on making the game look as beautiful as they can.
James, trying to get me in trouble. Can Naomi be patched into the game?
I'll pass on that one. Thanks, James. Thanks for the support.
Thank you, James. You will find out sooner than later. He cannot answer that question at this time. Chiba Game is back, though. Have the ragdoll physics been fine-tuned?
The physics are always being tuned. They're honestly, it's been a constant state of some sort of tunage. So, yeah, I mean, it's worked on regularly. It's pretty much all I can say on that.
Okay. Barry wants to know, any chance this game could have a photo mode?
I'm assuming you're talking about like one of like like in Lara Croft and some of those games where you can like take snapshots of your screen, I'm assuming. I mean, there's always a chance. But yeah, we'll see. There's always a chance. We don't have a photo, if that's what you're talking referring to, that type of photo mode. We do not have that in 2K24.
I mean, you guys do you have the highlight reel in still, right?
We do, yeah. But I think he's asking something different. Okay. Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm not sure. I'm just kind of just going based off of photo modes that I've seen in other games, like the Arkhams and stuff like that.
Barry, feel free if we need to clarify, brother. Let me know. Videl, will wrestlers be playable characters in the GM?
In my GM, if not selected as a GM. Will wrestlers be playable characters? I would imagine so. I mean, yeah, I mean, it seems...
Last year, I think there was a list. Like, there was a list of people, and then that's who you could choose from. So it might be the same, just depending on who makes the cut and who doesn't of that list.
All right, I will have to reach out to the GMO team. My boy Tyson, he would know the answer to that one. But yeah, I think so. But yeah, I can't commit one way or the other. I don't want to say the wrong thing here.
I'm going to bail you out on this one. EG Goku says, are there any new things added to Universe Mode this year? I have to pause Brian on this because I'm not trying to ruin Pro Wrestling Shoot's questions. He's got like a million other questions about Universe Mode, GM Mode. So I'm going to defer to go over to his chat because he's going to get in depth with Brian about that stuff. And I don't want to take like I said, we split the questions on purpose. So that way we didn't take everything.
But yeah, there's new stuff that has been added. Just, I mean, he paid money. I don't want to leave him without answering. There will be some new things there.
My guy Brian, look at him. Always a baby face, never a heel. M1 Biggie Mac, heavy attacks. Will they ever include throws?
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. Like, are you referring to like throwable weapons or?
I wonder if he means like a big guy grabbing somebody like as a heavy attack and maybe you launch him across the ring. I'm thinking like Ivar maybe or somebody grab somebody okay. And they just toss him.
Okay. So almost like with the grapple carry, but being able to just like toss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a little bit of that with the grapple carry system. But yeah, that's kind of specific to the situation that you're in. Like if you grab him in a power bomb and you can throw him out of the ring. Things like that, but just regular lifts and heaves, we do not have that. But you know, it's a good idea.
I'm with it. I get it. He probably wants to launch somebody in that ring. Let's see here. T wants to know: have they added or brought back way more stuff? Have they added or brought back way more stuff than I thought? Looks like the fun factor has really been jacked up. I think that's more of a comment. But
yeah, no, thank you for the comment. And it is super fun. And yeah, I mean, big and small, you know, we tried to do was to, you know, to add as much content to the game this year as possible. So yeah, I hope you agree once you pick it up on the 5th of March or the 8th.
Brian, these bad boys are coming in. So like I said, if you want to rapid fire them, feel free. Can we get a universe overhaul, please, from D-Boy 3. He wants something different in universe mode.
Okay, we'll see.
We'll see. We haven't gotten news on it yet, so maybe there's something there. $10 from Unknown. Thank you so much for the $10 super chat. Double championship matches. Are they in?
Yeah.
Roman had to have that in. There's no way he wasn't going without it. Good to see that. Jake wants to know, can you make trades in GM mode?
Yes.
Okay. Ryan Robinson, any updates on the server stability? And also asking about, has Trisha's hair been updated or tweaked since she was revealed?
Maybe that's who they were talking about, Lee. Maybe that's who she was talking about, Trish. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're always working to improve the stability of our servers, much like, you know, the other question about the ragdoll tuning. Like, these are things that are constantly being monitored and constantly being worked on, improved to try to provide the best, you know, gameplay experience possible. And about Trish, I mean, I would have to, you know, check in with the character team to see what exactly has been updated or tweaked since that reveal. So yeah, I have to get back to you. And I hope you keep a list of this, Conrad, of these things, because I do want to get back to these people.
No doubt.
I just don't want to give out, you know, the wrong thing.
We got Bella Fair. I absolutely love the addition of more signature and finisher slots. Is the addition of super finishers a separate thing, or is that additional slots?
That's separate. By everybody has, well, everybody, every character has five slots for signatures and finishers, and the super aspect of it is something that is determined, you know, well, by us on who, by default, who has a super finisher and who doesn't. But essentially, setting something as super is as simple as basically, well, slot one of your finisher is the only slot that can't be set as a super finisher. That's always just got to be your, you know, a normal one. But slots four through five can be designated and set as super simply by pulling the right trigger. You get a super icon that shows up on it, and you can then press it again to remove it. And once you've got, so whatever move you set is super, you'll, in order to trigger it in gameplay, you'll need to have three finisher stocks stored up.
Okay. And Jack's question leads right into it. Can you, yeah, can you give someone a super finisher, or are they kind of like, there's like 10 set and you pick from the 10?
No. Basically any move that is in the signature or finisher category can be used at the super.
Okay.
So nice. Yeah, it's definitely not limited to 10.
Wrestling Pill TikTok, thank you for the $1 super chat. Appreciate you. Last of My Kin, new subscriber, thank you so much. Gauntlet, single and tag team. Be fun to see.
It's single, but we have three variations of the gauntlet match. We have the regular gauntlet, which is, you know, one superstar until the very end. And if you happen to lose at any point in time, you know, the superstar that you started with, you can always take control of another character as they're making their way in the ring. There's the turmoil gauntlet, which is one superstar versus many. It can be as little as four up to 30. And that's the gauntlet where if you lose, you just lose. You've got to feed. Like, to win that, you've got to run through all of your opponents. And then there's the eliminator, which is akin to a battle royal style gauntlet, where you've got eight superstars in the ring at once. Depending on how many superstars are in it, you know, new superstars will enter to fill, and it's the last superstar to remain.
I'm gonna give you two more, and then these other ones I might just pass along to Jesse. Maybe I'll do three, because this last person did donate five. My Rise venues and Create Arena, yay or nay?
I honestly, I'm not sure. So
okay, I know they put some unique ones in there sometimes. So yeah, that's a.
But whether or not it can also be used in Custom Arena, I don't. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that one.
Lee Valentine, add Bailey press as a regular running move. Thank you so much. I think that's a request.
Yeah. Okay. Heard.
Wrestling Pill TikTok gave another dollar. Thank you so much. And the Black Ghost says, will we get the wooden casket in the casket match and different venues? I think those are the same venues from last year in the right. My Rise.
Yes. So no wooden casket this year. Unfortunately, sorry about that. And different venues, you'll have to, you know, pick up the game and go through My Rise to see what they have in store. I don't want to spoil, you know, anything that they've got cooking in their mode.
Black Ghost, I'm going to cut you guys off here. I want to be respectful of Brian's time and the 2K dev team's time. They're going to go over to the Pro Wrestling Shoots channel. I'm going to take a screenshot of anyone who has donated, and I will put it over there. And then if Brian has time to answer these, I'm sure he will. Thank you, Brian, so much for your time. I appreciate you, my brother.
Thank you, man. Good to see you.
It's been a minute since I've had you on. Maybe we can get you back on one of these days. I know you're very busy these days, but thank you so much for your time.
I'm not any more busy than you.
That's probably true these days.
We're both busy, yeah.
In the description box, there's a way for you guys, if you haven't ordered, pre-ordered WWE 2K24, it's down there. Get it. Make sure you guys do that. And Brian, take us on out of here and sell us on the final pitch if you want for, the game.
Yeah, just want to say, you know, once again, thanks for having me on to talk all things WWE 2K24, finish your story, y'all. Finish it. And again, you know, I've worked on a lot of games in this franchise, and you know, in 2K14, we covered 30 years of WrestleMania. Fast forward 10 years, we're covering 40. 2K14 was a huge hit, well received. And I gotta say, it's the magic of WrestleMania, but WWE 2K24, like, this is a gem of a game. It really is. And I just, I can't wait for you guys to get your hands on it. Early release is March 5th, and then it goes on sale, you know, everywhere else on the 8th of March. So, you know, do yourselves a favor, treat yourselves, and pick up WWE 2K24. It was made with love by a team that loves pro wrestling. So thanks, Conrad. Thanks, everybody. Everybody who sent in a super chat, thank you.
Go over to the Pro Wrestling Shoot, and I promise, if you guys didn't get an answer, I'm going to beg Jesse to please answer any super chats that I couldn't get to. Thank you guys so much for that. Head on over there, and we're going to take care of that. And thank you guys so much for joining me, and thank you to everyone at 2K and the Pro Wrestling Shoot.